Welcome to It's About Florida, a weekly discussion program tackling the key issues and topics of interest to our state. I'm Tramell Gomes. With Florida's 2012 regular legislative session getting smaller and smaller in our rearview mirrors, many say a lot of damage was done. Senior advocates say a lot of bills to help the elderly didn't make it through session this year, but it's not as bad as in previous years. According to the AARP, an issue that has polled high among its members was seeing a texting while driving ban. That effort failed, but we will examine how other issues fared this session, like money for nursing homes, Medicaid, and tax reform. On tonight's program, we're joined by Dave Bruns, the Florida spokesman for the AARP, and Barbara Devane, who lobbies for the Florida Association for Retired Americans. This interview was done on the last day of session. Welcome to It's About Florida. It's our weekly discussion program where we tackle key issues of importance to the state. Tell me a little about both of you and your organization and what you were looking forward to most this session. Let's start with you, Mr. Bruns.
My name is Dave Bruns. I'm with AARP Florida. AARP Florida is the Florida State Office of AARP, obviously. We represent 2.7 million members and really all generations of Floridians on a lot of critical issues. This session, we were looking for some action to improve oversight of care and assisted living facilities. You may recall that really shocking Miami Herald expose about the deaths of more than 70 people in assisted living facilities last year. That provoked a lot of comment. We were looking for increased emphasis on home and community-based services for frail older people in Florida. We were looking for some action on from the legislature on critical issues like Alzheimer's disease. And several of those things have happened. Unfortunately, it does not look as though we will see any action on texting while driving, which is very important to our members. We get a lot of comment from our members on that issue, and it doesn't look as though the legislature is going to enact a texting while driving ban, which is would have been a good thing to do.
So you get a lot of input from your members about that. Like, what are their concerns?
More than 4,500 of our members contacted the House Speaker's office to try to get that legislation up in front of the House. Their concerns and the people who are most passionate on this are the roughly 600 driver safety volunteers who are volunteer instructors for the AARP Driver Safety Program. We have the largest and oldest driver safety program in the country. And we teach classes to people. You can get discounts on your car insurance. It helps refresh your knowledge of driving laws. And our volunteers are furious, would be a good way to put it, about the risks posed to other motorists and even people in your car when people text and drive. That's the height of distracted driving. While someone takes their eyes off the road to post the typical text, they've traveled the length of a football field without looking out the windshield once.
Uh-huh. Why do you think it didn't get any traction?
Well, we understand that there are some members in leadership who view this as intrusion on people's personal rights. And I guess my question would be, is it intruding on my personal rights if a driver is distracted and while he or she is texting and he intrudes, say, for example, into the grill of my Jeep Wrangler?
They're the same people who oppose safety helmets for kids on bicycles, restraining kids, and, you know, it's ridiculous.
All right. Yeah. So, Barbara Devane, tell me about your organization and what your main issues were to focus on this past session.
Okay. My name is Barbara Devane, and I'm the State Secretary of the Florida Alliance for Retired Americans. We are an advocate organization for retirees, but we also veer into issues and areas that people wouldn't consider just a retiree issue. A lot of people call us, you know, greedy geezers and that sort of thing. People in Congress like to do that. But actually, we really care about our children and our grandchildren and the world to come after us. And we've all been workers, and we care about worker issues as well, because those are our children and our grandchildren out in the work world. So we have a very broad range of issues. Not only do we care about things in the budget, as mentioned, you know, money for nursing homes and Medicaid, which is very important. People don't think about retirees being interested in Medicaid, but the most vulnerable retirees and seniors in the state, the poorest, get a lot of benefit from Medicaid, and there's a lot of Medicaid money that goes into nursing homes and places like that. So we're very interested in the budget also, and programs for Alzheimer's and things like that. But we're also interested in our number one priority this year is tax reform, because you can't just look at the budget and where the money, the pie, the budget pie is going to be sliced and fight over those few dollars, because that budget pie is shrinking every year because of our tax system. You've got to look at the revenue side and where is the money going to come to go into the budget. Florida is the second most regressive state in the country when it comes to our tax system. I think the state of Washington is number one. And there's so much of the wealth. There is a lot of wealth in Florida. And when legislators say we don't have the money to fund Alzheimer's or nursing homes or assisted living homes, et cetera, we need to be able to say back to them, truthfully, that there's plenty of money in the state of Florida if you just have your priorities straight and you go after that money, because this state has had a shifting of the money to give breaks to the richest 1% of our citizens and to big corporations in this state. And this all started about 15 years ago, under Jeb Bush, when he got the legislature to repeal the intangibles tax, which took billions of dollars, not millions, would take billions of dollars out of our budget that we need to fund public education, to fund retiree programs, worker programs, et cetera.
How did this year fare compared to last year?
This is the 40th year I've been involved in the legislative process. I started out as a young teacher in Tallahassee in the early 70s when I moved here. I'd already been teaching in Live Oak, Suwannee County, for about 8 years before I moved here, and then I taught 7 years here. So after 40 sessions, I can tell you, last year, my 39th, was the worst session I've ever seen as far as helping middle-class Floridians and retirees, which we are definitely in the middle and lower class as retirees, most of us in the state. And this year, it didn't get any better. I don't know if you would say, David, it's any worse.
Mr. Bruns.
Last year had a couple of specific policy decisions that were very troubling to AARP. One of them was the relaxation of safe staffing standards in nursing homes, which happened without a single hearing before any legislative committee that was pulled out of the rabbit's hat at the on the last couple days of the legislative session and enacted in a budget-conforming bill, heard for the first time on the floor, with very little, if any, substantive debate. Florida before that had had some of the higher nursing home staffing standards in the country, and those staffing standards were relaxed.
Right.
And those that directly affects the safety and the quality of care of more than 45,000 of the most vulnerable and frail of our neighbors.
And I can tell you from experience, I was involved in us getting those higher standards because in the 2002 session, there was a big nursing home reform fight. And what the nursing home industry wanted to do was to take away our rights to sue a nursing home if they maimed or murdered us or our loved ones in the nursing home. And so there was a big fight, and the Alliance for Retired Americans and the AARP, we were very involved in that fight. And what we did was we gave up some of our rights so that they could put limits on how much you could get in a jury trial if they did maim or murder you in a nursing home. But what we got back from that was more money for more staffing in the nursing homes, because all the studies show if you have more staffing of CNAs, who are the certified nursing attendants who really take care of you in the nursing home. They turn you so you don't get bed sores. They feed you. They talk to you so that you're not alone all the time. So more money meant that we would have more staffing time with each resident, and that would be wonderful. So we gave up our rights to sue when they harmed us for that money. Mm-hmm. Well, then what happened was they started taking They did it over 3 years, the staffing money. So they gave us the first year, they gave us the second year, then the third year they didn't want to give it to us. They said they didn't have enough money in the budget because, see, they were giving all these tax breaks to the wealthy and the big corporations and big business in the state. That's why they didn't have the money, not because there's not money in the state. And so now, you know, they come along and they want to take all this away from us when we had already given up our rights to get that safe staffing and that extra care.
So where are we?
So this year there were efforts that various legislators made to restore safe care standards, and those efforts did not prevail. On the other hand, I mean, last year was, you know, a last-minute disaster for a lot of the most frail, the most vulnerable older Floridians, people who worked their entire lives, people who helped build this country, and then get the rug pulled out from underneath of them in the last minute without even the dignity of a legislative hearing. And this year, you can't really point to anything quite as egregious as that. So I would have to agree with Barbara that this was a better year than last year's awful year. Mm-hmm. Was it a great year?
No.
Not so much.
No. They don't want to talk about tax reform. The only taxes they talk about is taxing workers, public employees, last year on their pensions, or taxing the people who can least afford to pay it. The middle class and retirees in this state pay a greater percentage of their income in taxes than the wealthiest people in this state.
Yeah.
People better wake up in this state before they lose all of their services. Another thing they did really bad is they last year is they had a pilot program in Medicaid to put Medicaid recipients under managed care, HMOs, a pilot program. They have no evidence that it worked. And yet this year they came along and they wanted to expand it to the whole state. Well, at least we stopped that because the federal government said no. And they said you can't do any more some of these things like charging them big copays, et cetera, et cetera. But thank goodness for the federal government.
You're listening to It's About Florida. I'm Tramell Gomes.
Barbara Devane, who lobbies for the Florida Association for Retired Americans, and Dave Bruns, who's a spokesperson for the AARP, say this session wasn't the worst session for the state's retirees, but it wasn't a great one either. Let's get back to the interview. So this year fared better than last year.
Well, now, who knows?
But it could be, there's still, it could have been better.
Well, let me yes. point to one bright spot, background screening of volunteers. This is a fascinating issue for AARP members because AARP members and older people generally are very frequently volunteers in their community. In 2010, the legislature enacted a new law that I think was well-intentioned to provide better background screening of people who were in direct contact with recipients of various kinds of services from community agencies. And a good example of this is Meals on Wheels. If you went to deliver meals to a homebound elder, the legislature had decided that you needed to have some sort of background screening. And that makes some sense. On the other hand, once the legislation came to be implemented, it became clear that the level of background screening that was required was called a level 2 background screening, and that cost $45 a person. The legislation was written in such a way that not only were volunteers who might do a Meals on Wheels run once every couple of months had to pay $45 out of their own pockets to volunteer for their community, but family members had to be screened to care for their loved ones, which is just jaw-dropping that we're going to require family members who are caring for their own loved ones to receive a background screening. The concept that a conservative legislature would enact that just beggars the imagination.
And what happened?
A tax is a tax is a tax. You know, they say no new taxes. You take money out of a volunteer's pocket, that's a tax. You take money out of a worker's pocket to pay for their pension plan, that's a tax. A tax is a tax is a tax.
Yeah,
but what happened was Senator Rhonda Storms and Representative Doug Holder, Senator Storms is from Tampa, Representative Holder is from Sarasota. They worked out a plan with the governor's office, which had some real concerns about this issue, to exempt volunteers who worked for direct service providers who worked on an intermittent basis for less than 20 hours a week. They didn't have to take the background screening. They still had to be checked. The organization would have to go and check them in less expensive background screenings, but they didn't have to go to the level 2 FBI full screening. And another innovation that they did, which AARP thinks is a good thing, is they created a clearinghouse so that if you were screened for a program that's overseen by one state agency, you are screened for all programs overseen by all state agencies.
That sounds good, yeah.
So you know, is that a huge victory for that generations will hail this legislature for? Maybe not, but it at least is a step in the right direction.
What are some bright spots for you, or is there a bright spot for you, Barbara Devane, that during the 2012 session?
I don't see too many bright spots in this session except – you know, we did fight to make sure that the Medicaid program under HMOs was not expanded to the whole state. And, of course, so that's a bright spot for us. Also, the federal – but it's because the federal government is stepping in and saying no. It's not because these guys couldn't get it passed, because they could. But then they couldn't get all this Medicaid money that comes down back to us, which is our money. Mm-hmm. But a really deep hole I think they've dug themselves into is on health care reform. The Florida Alliance for Retired Americans is very supportive and organizes around a universal single-pay health care system in this country, where we expand Medicare that we are – that I get. I'm on Medicare, have been for a couple of years. We expand that from the womb to the tomb. Everybody, every American citizen gets health care. We think that is a right and not a privilege. Well, our state legislature and the governor and the attorney general are using our tax dollars to fight against the law of the land, the Affordable Care Act that was passed by Congress, which is already benefiting so many Americans and so many Floridians. And we are definitely fighting against them, fighting against us getting health care under that plan.
They're saying that it's not a good plan to use this money, these federal dollars, to plug the budget. It's risky business. Why do you think they're so hesitant to take on this fund, as you say? It's in some cases, it's earned.
It's about politics. It's not about health care and caring about our citizens and our retirees. It's about politics. I mean, you know, I say it like it is. Their number one goal is to make sure President Obama does not get reelected. So anything that's got his stamp, his signature on it, they're going to fight against it for political reasons. Millions of Americans and Floridians are benefiting over these federal dollars. And it's not like these federal dollars are coming from anywhere else but our pockets. We send the money to Washington. Why shouldn't we pull it back down? Our legislature, under its leadership now, defeats bills all the time that would pull money into the state, which we sent to the state. And because we don't pull it down, it goes somewhere else, and it's Floridians' hard-earned dollars.
Dave?
Well, let me point out, I have to concur that AARP supports the Affordable Care Act. That legislation provided very important benefits to our members. That's why we supported it. One of the things it does is closes the donut hole, the coverage gap in the Medicare Part D prescription drug program. That, however, is a federal issue, and I think we're here to talk primarily about state issues. And let me just point one state issue out that hasn't gotten a lot of attention and yet is critically important to older people, and that's Alzheimer's disease. There are 459,000 Floridians who suffer from Alzheimer's disease. That's a staggering number. Just to put that in perspective, there's about one Alzheimer's disease patient in Florida, just in Florida, for every two active duty National Guard or Reserve soldiers in the United States Army.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's so literally there are armies of Alzheimer's sufferers.
And you have the commission moving
through. The Purple Ribbon Commission, which is the Purple Ribbon Task Force, has been established within the Department of Elder Affairs. That legislation has passed, and it's we think that's a good first step. I mean, a commission is not going to have the power to do to snap its fingers and solve problems, but this commission is tasked with identifying what resources are available to home and community-based services for the families that are carrying the responsibility of caring for many of those people. And let me just note, there are 1.7 million active caregivers in the state of Florida. Almost 1 in 10 Floridians is a caregiver in some form or fashion. And I have to applaud – AARP has to applaud Representative Matt Hudson from Naples and Senator Garrett Richter from Naples for sponsoring this legislation.
Are there any budget lines that you're hoping that the governor will veto or keep or not or stay avoid?
Well, he's not going to veto tax breaks for corporations and businesses because that's what he's all about. That's what his leadership in the House and Senate's all about. That's all they talk about is we've got to give more and more tax breaks to corporations when they should be looking at some of the bills that never saw the light of day on looking at all the sales tax exemptions. And we work with AARP and others in the state on that. Because we don't collect more money than we do collect in sales taxes in this state. It's ridiculous, some of the things that are still there for exemptions, like ostrich feed and, you know, and you can go on, and it's millions of dollars every year that we could be collecting to pay for helping Alzheimer's patients and health care and things like that this state.
Well, people who may not necessarily agree with the concept of raising sales taxes in Florida could nevertheless see the benefit from providing better home and community-based services, especially for a disease like Alzheimer's. The fact of the matter is you can provide care by helping a family care for a loved one at home 5 to 15 times less expensively than you could in a nursing home. We don't want to invest money to save money is beyond AARP.
As we wrap up here, looking back on this legislative session, anything that you want to point out that needs to be reconsidered next year or a job well done this year?
Texting while driving. Bring it back. This concept has overwhelming support among Florida voters. It had support in the Senate. It was never brought up in the House. It's a clear case of the legislature simply not hearing, not heeding the wishes of the electorate.
Well, I would say once again, our number one issue for the Alliance for Retired Americans will be tax reform, because we are not going to get anything but more and more cuts in the budget until we turn our priorities upside down and start taking care of our people and not just big business. And I'm talking about small business. I'm talking about there were bills in this state in the last two or three years where they would close the loopholes in corporate taxes. There are big corporations operating, getting our money in this state who aren't headquartered here and who pay no taxes here. They're headquartered like in Delaware where there is no corporate income tax. And so the people need for the legislators to start representing the people and not just big corporations.
Well, thank you both for taking time out of your schedule to be with me here on It's About Florida.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you to our guests, Barbara Devane with the Florida Association for Retired Americans, and Dave Bruns, a spokesperson for the AARP. You've been listening to It's About Florida, a production of WFSU-FM. Our senior producer is Regan McCarthy, with technical assistance provided by Taylor Cox. Please join us again next week for more discussions about the issues impacting our state. I'm Tramell Gomes.